coming. The watershed. Computer scientists all over the world knew it was coming, and they watched for it. It happened in July of 1969. The information handling capacity of all the computers in the world exceeded the information handling capacity of all the human brains in the world. Computers could receive and store more information than the 3.5 billion human brains in the world. That's the watershed? You bet it is, Farley said.
Morris sipped the coffee. It burned his tongue, but he woke up a little.
Is that a joke? Hell no, Farley said. It's true. The watershed was passed in 1969, and computers have been steadily pulling ahead since then. By 1975, they'll lead human beings by 50-1 in terms of capacity.
He paused.
Harry was awfully upset about that.
I can imagine, Morris said.
And that was when it began for him. He got very strange, very secretive.
Morris looked around the room at the large pieces of computer equipment standing in different areas. It was an odd sensation, the first time he could recall being in a room littered with computers. He realized that he had made some mistakes about Benson. He had assumed that Benson was pretty much like everyone else, but no one who worked in a place such as this was like everyone else. The experience must change you. He remembered that Ross had once said that it was a liberal myth that everybody was fundamentally the same. Lots of people weren't. They weren't like everybody else. Farley was different, too, he thought. In another situation, he would have dismissed Farley as a jovial clown. But he was obviously bright as hell. Where did that grinning comic manner come from?
You know how fast this is moving? Farley said. Damned fast. We've gone from milliseconds to nanoseconds in just a few years. When the computer Iliac 1 was built in 1952, it could do 11,000 arithmetical operations a second. Pretty fast, right? Well, they've almost finished with Iliac 4 now. It will do 200 million operations a second. It's the fourth generation. Of course, it couldn't have been built without the help of other computers. They used two other computers full-time for 2 years designing the new Iliac.
Morris drank his coffee. Perhaps it was his fatigue, perhaps the spookiness of the room, but he was beginning to feel some kinship with Benson. Computers to design computers. Maybe they were taking over after all. What would Ross say about that? A shared delusion?
Find anything interesting in his desk?
No, Morris said. He sat down in the chair behind the desk and looked around the room. He was trying to act like Benson, to think like Benson, to be Benson. How did he spend his time?
I don't know, Farley said, sitting on another desk across the room. He got pretty distant and withdrawn the last few months. I know he had some trouble with the law, and I knew he was going into the hospital. I knew that. He didn't like your hospital much.
How is that? Morris asked, not very interested. It wasn't surprising that Benson was hostile to the hospital. Farley didn't answer. Instead, he went over to a bulletin board where clippings and photos had been tacked up. He removed one yellowing newspaper.